If you have a reasonable idea of what your sample conditions will be like, you can simulate a USAMS experiment before you ever come to NIST. This will help you optimize the sample and instrument conditions to provide the best data possible. To do this, load in the NCNR analysis macros into your USAMS reduction experiment. In this case, we'll be simulating data from spherical particles, so I've loaded in a model function of Schultz distributed spheres and entered in parameters that are approximately correct for what I expect the sample to be, the sample of latex spheres. Once you enter in some useful model parameters, you can then open up the USANS simulator from the USANS menu. This opens up a large panel where on the left you can set up the instrument configuration. On the right, in a few minutes, we'll see the results of the simulation. The top section allows you to set up the instrument. The collimation of the instrument is simply set by choosing a sample aperture diameter. 5/8 of an inch or 0.625 inches is typically used. Each of the rows in the table below represent a particular angular range and angular increment that will collect for a certain number of data points at a specific count time. Summing these all up, this number of points times the total count time gives you a total count time for this particular setup of about 23 and a half hours. We have a few presets of different counting ranges. In this case, the longest counting angles are excluded by setting it to a count time of zero. The count times have been shortened. In this case, this run would take about 8 hours, or a shorter count to take maybe 1 hour. We'll set it for a medium count, giving us this number of points and counting times. If we wanted to adjust things further, uncheck simple mode, and this allows full control of both the minimum and maximum angles, as well as the incremental step. Simple mode is preferred. The next step is to choose the sample, in this case polydispersed spheres, sample thickness of 1 millimeter, and an estimated sample transmission of 80%. This doesn't have to be terribly close. We'd like the simulation to be a function of count rate. It's typically easiest to see that, and we'll add noise in just to make it more realistic. We click on Simulate USANS. Let's take just a second. And what we see is count rate, in this case, plotted in the left axis as a function of Q. The top axis shows the angles. There's a straight one-to-one conversion between angle and Q. The blue curve at the top is what the slit-smeared intensity would be in the ideal case. That would be on an absolute scale. The lower set of data points here is what you would expect to see in the experiment, given the experimental setup you have to the left, both the counting times and the sample conditions you set up in the Schultz sphere model. The angular ranges are color-coded. This is the lowest angular range, all the way up to the red being the highest angle range that we've actually said we would like to measure. The dotted line here at about 3 times 10 to the minus 5 inverse angstroms is about the limit of low Q that can be measured with the USANS instrument. The lower angular range that does cross zero angle does have to be measured to both define zero angle and to find the zero angle transmission. From the results, we also see, again, this counting time would be about 8 hours for the total sample measurement. There's a very low level of multiple scattering. This would be a good sample to measure. If you wanted to save these results, save PNG would save a graphics file with this information in it. Configuration text would spit up a text window that could be printed out, and you could hand this to your USANS contact, and that would help them set up the instrument. And save simulated data would save each of these angular ranges into an individualized, essentially a fake simulated BT5 file that you could use later. If you click on Show Emp or Show Empty, this will take some previously measured experimental empty cell data at the particular sample aperture diameter that you've chosen. It's not available for all sample apertures, but it's available for the most popular sample apertures. It's plotted as a function of count rate, so if you do not have your data simulated as a function of count rate, it won't make any sense. In this case, what you see is that at about 3 times 10 to the minus 5, your data count rate and the empty count rate are approximately equal. Again, this is why this is about the lower limit of where you can measure with USANS. At the higher Q values, especially in this highest angle range from 20 to 48 degrees, the count rate of the sample, again, is very close or actually less than that of the empty cell. Increasing the count time is not going to increase the count rate of your sample. It may give you better statistics, but it won't increase the count rate. So it's actually going to be rather fruitless to measure this highest angle range, since the count rate of your sample will always be below the count rate of the empty cell. So in fact, it turns out that about 7 of these, this highest angle range, if we set this to 0, we'll see that about 5 of those 8 hours of sample measurement actually were from that higher angle range. So you'd be better suited to measure only 5 angular ranges and skip the highest angle range, unless you can do something to change your sample composition, sample thickness, or somehow otherwise increase the sample scattering. In this way, you can optimize the instrumental conditions and sample conditions to get data out that will be best suited for your sample. We can see that if we increase the counting time from the default medium count values to the long count values, we go from about 8 hours of counting time to 23 hours of counting time. And now when we run the simulation, we'll see that in fact, although the scale shifted slightly, the count rate that we measure does not change, and also the statistical variation in the data really hasn't changed very much at all. What has changed is an extra many, many hours of counting out at these large Q values for no reason at all. Some of the assumptions that went into this simulation are that only single scattering is considered. The estimate here of multiple coherent scattering is simply from the total scattering cross-section. No multiple scattering effects are included in the simulated data set. In addition, the contribution of the empty cell count rate that is shown here in black is not included in the simulated data set. It's only shown for comparison. And also, incoherent scattering is actually included in the simulation to the extent that you've entered the correct value in the model function. It, however, is typically not very important in the Q range of USANS.